part two. You're listening to another episode of
Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.
All right. AKC's Total Talk Nonsense with Jizz and Skiz. He's Skiz.
And he's Jizz.
83 part 2,
John. Oh, and our forum is dead, John.
It's dead.
You can hear a pin drop in our forum. That's out of sight.
Yeah, you can.
So when I do get some time, I will try to post, see if I can generate some activity, John.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know. Now, before we get into the story about lovegodsway.org, John.
Yeah.
There is another miscellaneous story that I have. I'll give the fans a little peek behind the scenes. I have five files that I bring in. I fill up and bring in every week. I have science,
really?
Celebrity, miscellaneous, politics. Oh, I just have four. Just those four. So out of my miscellaneous file this week, John, there's one small story I have, and we've talked about this in the past. They do all these government studies.
Miscellaneous.
They do all these government studies, and they waste all this money. And John, if they would just come to us first and ask us what the results would be, we could tell them, and they could just give us half of that money, John. Are you ready for the latest government story?
I'm ready.
Study? The government wants to study why teens get in car accidents, John. Do you think we could just tell them? Should we just call them up and tell them why teens get in car accidents?
We could think of a couple of them.
Let's see. There's inexperience. There's no sense of their own mortality. And
right.
There's beer. I mean, what else do you need, John?
That's it.
Oh, and then sex. I'm sure that some of the accidents are caused by moving vehicles.
Copulation.
With copulation going on or some form of petting, John. Petting.
Right.
Maybe some CBT is going on. Cock and ball torture, and that's why the car goes off the road.
Right.
But no, they're more of my tax dollars are going to go to figure out why teens get into car accidents. That's just great, isn't it? All right. And moving on.
Wait,
to...
this just in.
Yes.
I love Total Talk Nonsense so much.
That's all right. Well, thanks. Another fan, Jim.
Jim in the wire. Down the wire.
I've always thought that he must be one of the biggest cocks on the planet, though, John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know why I think that.
I don't know either.
Subliminal or message I'm getting or something.
Oh, God.
I wish I had that clip laying around to play for you, but I don't.
Oh, God.
All right, then. So, moving on, I found this website, and I was intrigued by lovegodsway.org. It's a religious website, if you didn't tell, couldn't tell, John. Let me just read you some text from the homepage.
All right.
Welcome to Love God's Way Ministries. We are glad you have taken the time to come to our site. We hope you will browse through all the links and learn all about the programs we are starting. We are a faith-based ministry.
Really?
With the goal of spreading God's love through teaching and healing. And they also have a whole page devoted to homosexuality, John. And here's what they have to say about that. One of the most dangerous ways homosexuality invades family life is through popular music. Parents should be careful to watch over their children's listening habits, especially in the internet's age of MP3 piracy. And they have a list of bands to watch out for, John. Now, I don't even know half of these bands, but... let me just run down the list here. Uh-oh. What was that? Are you still with us? Are you still with us, John? Or are you being possessed as we speak?
No.
Wow.
No, I'm fine, man.
All right.
I don't know what happened there.
Are you going in and out of something? What's going on?
No.
You sounded
kind
of
over, and then some shit happened right there.
Kind of demonic. Ooh. Yeah, it almost blew my.
I just bent over to pick something up.
Insular out of my brain.
You're gonna start smoking now.
So here's some of the bands to watch out for, John. The Spores. Have you ever heard of the Spores? Me neither. Rufus Wainwright. I've heard of him. Ravi Shankar.
Really?
Wilco.
Phil's a big fan of Wilco.
I like Wilco. What's with Wilco? They promote homosexuality?
I don't know.
Bajork. Bobby Kahn. Cole Porter, John. Cole Porter.
Wow.
The String Cheese Incident.
Really? Un-be-fucking-leavable.
The Doors. Fish. Oh, I can't believe this one. Queen, John. Queen is on here.
Oh, are you serious?
The Strokes.
Mama ooh.
Morrissey, but then they have in parentheses, questionable. I don't know what that means. It's either black and white. Either you're a faggot, a homosexual person promoting homosexual, or you're not. What is this, questionable? What does that mean?
Yeah, from the Smiths.
The Pet Shop Boys. Metallica. How did they get on here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Judas Priest. What, because of Lars?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones.
James.
Rolling Stones and David Bowie. I can see that because Jagger and Bowie gave each other the old, I think they docked. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Depeche Mode, Kansas. Dust in the Wind, Kansas.
Dust in the Wind.
And John Mayer's on here. Now, how did John Mayer get? First of all, he's one of our fans, and I just received an email from him. I forgot to bring it in. But he's banging Jessica Simpson. How does he end up here? I don't know.
I don't know.
Madonna. Elton John. Okay, Barry Manilow, I can see. Definitely.
Barely a man at all.
Yes, barely a man at all. Indigo Girls, Eminem, Nirvana, Boy George. He has an asterisk. Let me see why he has an asterisk. It doesn't say. Boy George has an asterisk. The Killers, Lou Reed, Motorhead.
An asterisk.
Ted Nugent.
What the hell's an asterisk?
Whatever.
Asterisk?
Ted Nugent, John.
Let me ask you a question.
This is important, John. Ted Nugent, in parentheses, it says loincloth. So does that mean Ted Nugent, when he's out of the loincloth, is acceptable?
When he's shitting his pants and trying to get out of Vietnam.
But when he's in the loincloth, he's unacceptable? Dogstar, that's Keanu's band, John. Dogstar, I know that.
That's right.
Lil' Kim, Frank Sinatra.
What?
Nickelback.
Chicago.
Okay, Clay Aiken, I can see that, no doubt. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Now, again, these are bands that'll turn you into queers, John.
Really?
Oh, they got Elton John on here twice. Elton John, and then they have Elton John with parentheses that says, really gay.
Sorry, right, I didn't mean to blast a tune right in your ears.
At the bottom of the page, they had suggestions. Hey, I'm sure we've missed some bands. So the ones that came to my mind were Wham and George Michael.
Yeah.
So I zipped off an email, John, to lovegodsway.org, and I said, how could you forget Wham? I was on the brink of homosexuality listening to them.
Yeah, right.
And George Michael. And I stopped listening, and now I'm married and have kids. But there is another band I just started listening to that I had to stop, and it was a Kangaroo Court. So please inform the ministry that Wham, George Michael, and a Kangaroo Court are unbelievably homosexual inspiring. Now, they also have some, they say, in our effort to keep this list up to date, we've appreciate your help. Okay, so I emailed them. The response is overwhelming, John. You guys know of a lot more gay bands than I do. I can't keep up.
What about Catheter?
Whoa, hey, is that Satan?
Yeah.
Did you try to come in before?
What about Catheter?
Was there a problem getting up John's bunghole before?
I'd rather not talk about that.
There was some sort of possession. Did he have a Foster's can up there? Did that make it a little harder?
The airway was blocked.
The airway was blocked.
Yeah, it was a little difficult.
Okay.
If you know what I'm saying.
I think I know what you're saying. Have you been following the
story
here?
It's hard to get up there when there's a cock and balls in the way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Do I need to get you up to speed on what we're talking about?
Yeah, what's going on here?
We're talking about lovegodsway.org. And they listed a bunch of bands that'll make you queer. And then they also have a list that that'll help you find your spirituality.
Yeah.
Now, the queer bands outnumber the spiritual bands 4-1.
The queer bands?
Yeah, the ones that'll make you queer.
Wait a minute. What about, like, Striper?
Striper.
Yeah, is that on the list?
Not on either list.
It's Striper. A Christian band.
It's not on this list.
They used to dress up like chicks. Yeah.
Well, maybe this is just current bands. It's not, because they have the Doors on
it. No, they're still out there. And they used to throw little Bibles to the crowd.
Were you behind Striper, Satan?
No.
Who you?
No.
Now there is legend
behind John right now.
But other than John, there was some talk back in the 70s that Jimmy Page and Plant sold their soul.
Yeah, were you asking me a question?
To Satan. You know, I can't work under these conditions. I'm having a conversation with Satan.
Oh.
And he just, he can't answer my questions? He's got to leave?
Hold on a second. Let me see.
I can't get you up to speed now and then get Satan back up to speed when he comes back. If he's going to be here, he needs to be here and stay here until I'm done with him.
What are you getting so excited about?
Here's what I'm getting excited about. I'm having a goddamn conversation with you and you just leave.
Well, John's got gas, okay? And sometimes I go right out. I can't help it.
And it takes you a while to get back in?
Yeah.
All right, so if I'm ever possessed by Satan, all I got to do is let one rip, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'll remember
that. Just fire me right out of there.
That's a PSA for all you fans out there. If you ever think you're being possessed, or if you have a loved one that's being possessed, just serve them beans and broccoli.
And John's got more crust back there than an apple pie. You know what I'm saying?
I think I know what that means, yeah.
I got some in my eye.
All right, now, where were you before I left? I'm trying to catch you up on what we're talking about here.
Right, you were talking about the, bands making gay. I was talking about Striper.
Striper, and then we talked about Led Zeppelin. Now, it's heard that Page was an occultist and that Page and Plant sold their souls to Satan.
Yeah, well, they did.
To become Led Zeppelin.
They did.
And then and then around the 80s, what happened?
They had to give up a firstborn.
Oh, right, so Plant did give up his firstborn,
Oh, yeah.
Was it his firstborn? I can't remember. But he had a son or daughter.
Whatever,
a son.
Whatever he has.
That
just
died.
Give it up.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And what's with the Bonham thing? You make Bonham choke on his own vomit? What's up with that?
Yeah, well, we needed a drummer down here, and the only way was to knock him off.
To fill out the band, right?
Yeah, I got a little pickup band.
Well, wait a minute. Keith Moon was down there 2 years previous to Bonham. He can't cut the mustard?
Yeah, but he messes a lot of shit up. You know, we're tired of... You know, how many drum sets can he go through? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Kicking the shit over, and at least Bonham, he took better care of his stuff. And he played it with his hands, too, sometimes. So, you know, that's talent.
All right.
Not like Moon. Moon is a mental case. Have you ever heard his drum solo?
Now, you're thinking of Ringo Starr from the Beatles.
Same shit.
That's the two different people. How can it be the same shit?
Oh, yeah. Ringo Starr, Joe Rockhead. What's the difference?
Hey, what about John Lennon?
Joe Rockhead isn't on that list?
Did he make a deal with you?
I felt like I was going to be gay last night listening to Joe Rockhead.
Oh, you were there?
Yep.
You came by?
The devil never leaves you, my friend.
Never leaves. So you're always with John?
Always.
He just farted and you left. So what do you mean?
You're a contradiction. I'm still around. I'm floating around looking for another host.
Or hole.
Why do you got to put it that way? I don't understand, you know.
Why not? Why can't we talk literally here?
It's not necessarily
Let me ask you this.
It's an orifice.
Satan, are you struggling with undesired same-sex attractions?
What?
Maybe you have been a homosexual for a long time, but now you're searching for a way out.
I'm a solo sexual.
You have come to the right place. Love, God's way, is offering hope and help to people seeking freedom from being gay. We believe, and we have seen in thousands of lives, that this freedom is possible through the power of our CHOPS program, working in our hearts and our minds. The bottom line, you shouldn't be gay. You can lead a life of fulfillment and happiness as God intended. A life far better than that of your gay life has ever offered. So let me ask you this, Satan. Is the gay lifestyle directly correlated to your influence? Do you have influence over that?
Of course. Of course. I got to make a... I'll take sin any way I can.
Okay, so... when you make the W be on the all-male squad at Yale and blow guys through college, that's your influence.
Right.
It's not the W. It's you.
No, he doesn't choose it.
I see.
I influence him.
So being...
It's all about temptation.
Well, this is groundbreaking. Being a homosexual is not a choice. You just said that. A choice.
What I do is I take the Stone of Zanzibar, which I borrowed from Wizzo. And I turn you gay.
Just like that?
Yeah, just a little.
And once you turn somebody gay, do they have any feelings or any towards the opposite sex?
Oh, yeah, there's like a battle going on inside.
An internal battle.
Yeah, and they try to pray it away. Right now.
Is that what Tony Hearn's going through?
Well, it's a real hassle with. Tom Cruise right now, because he's doing that Scientology thing, which is a joke.
Well, I thought you were behind Scientology. Anything to get the message off Christ.
Hey.
And if something gets the message off Christ, it's certainly Scientology.
Look, there are some trade secrets that I don't share with the GP, okay?
Okay.
And you're blowing my cover, all right?
Sorry about that.
Yeah, why don't we just give it all away, and then people are going to start asking, Father Bishop for confession.
Right. Hey, you know, I read...
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. I blew a small school boy, and what should I do? Oh, you did? Please come back into my chambers. Tell me more.
Is there, now in God's eyes, all sin is equal, right? So taking the Lord's name in vain and blowing somebody is the same sin. Or murdering somebody is the same as taking the Lord's name in vain. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we just it makes it easier.
Makes it easier for what, the accounting?
Yeah.
The calculation?
Right. It's like rounding off tax. You know, you just add it. It's extra.
All right, so
there's no extra credit.
If this whole fairy tale does exist, right, and I end up at the pearly gates and they have to do an accounting of my life.
You're not going to end up at the pearly gates.
Do you have...
The only thing you're going to get is a pearl necklace.
Okay, that's fine. But how does the process work? Do you take into account the good things I've done with all the sinning I've done? And then whichever outweighs the other, that's the direction you head?
Well,
to accept Christ as your Savior?
You have to accept Christ as your Savior.
That's the only way.
The only begotten Son of God.
I see.
Now I'm giving it all away. It's like telling the... the Taliban, how to make a bomb, you know?
Right.
You're giving it all away.
Well, that's something you'd want to do, though, wouldn't it be? Tell the Taliban how to make a bomb?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, chaos.
Chaos. Get it right, asshole.
You thrive on chaos.
That's right.
Right.
Without chaos, we have no hell.
Well, let me ask you this. I read something this week that they did a study of... KKK, what do you call those people? Racists, right? These super racists. And they found that the intelligence level of these people was below the normal IQ for your standard citizen.
Yeah, it's, when you start getting, that's the thing. When we started kicking off religion, and, I work with the G-Man on this stuff.
Right, you guys party.
No doubt. And, it's tit for tat, So, in the beginning, what we did was, we wanted to make sure that everybody was dumbed down. And every time they wanted to read a book or something, we tried to, tell them it's sin. it's sinful to read those things. Uh-huh. And you're going to go to hell and things
right,
like
right.
that.
Right, right. Because the exchange of ideas is a true education.
Right. And they start doing that, and then they get, they use bring in reason, and then they start thinking that, okay, there is no Satan, there is no God. Although it makes more for me, the problem is that heaven starts drying up, and the G-Man doesn't like that.
Right.
He is the boss.
So what you're saying is like heaven is like a big coos then. It starts drying
right,
up.
Right.
And
it
the
starts
G-Man
it needs to be lubed.
Well, I was going to go into that. My next question was going to be...
There's too much backdoor action. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I hear that. But you've already answered my question. My next question was going to be, if you did the same study with religious or highly spiritual people, would you find that their IQs are lower than an atheist or somebody who was not... that spiritual? But you've already answered the question. You said you purposely dumb people down so that they would accept this.
Well, because there's got to be a balance.
This fairy tale.
And yeah, there's got to be this balance. There's got to be the yin and yang.
Right. It's all about the yin yang.
Yeah. And right now, hell is
filling
up. Because
if you only had yin, well, what do you got? You just
got
yin. You got
nothing.
Or vice versa. If you only have yang. But apparently, when we in the afterlife, we're going to either have one or the other. We're going to have either yin or we're going to have yang. Right? No in between.
Right. Right.
Well, that kind of blows.
Yeah, it does. It does. I mean, hell is getting pretty crowded right now.
Hey, so you said you came to the gig last night. What'd you think?
It's pretty good. I could hear you and John, but couldn't hear any guitar. I don't know what's going on there.
Well, I wish you would have possessed John and gave us that information, during the first set.
Well, you know, that I possessed John, and then he just goes apeshit on the drums, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah. I didn't want to, because, you know, he was on, he was tight, but I jump in, and he's a beat off. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I hear that. That must happen in practice a lot then.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's funny, Scott. You're a fucking comedian now, right? Remember, I'm in John, so right. I feel what he feels.
Right. But he doesn't remember after you leave. He doesn't remember what I say.
Right. Right.
Right. So that works out for me.
I just had a drink of his beer. I hope he doesn't mind.
Oh, is he drinking beer?
Yeah, he's got a Miller Lite.
I thought his face was hurting too much.
Drinking it. Yeah. What? So what does that have to do with drinking beer? My face hurts, so I can't drink any beer.
Well, before we started the show, I said, hey, you want me to get you a drink? And he said, no, I'm going to have Advil or some shit like
no,
that.
No, I believe
because my
said,
face
I'm
hurts.
I'm drinking a 7-Up.
And I said, yeah, it's killing me.
Oh, oh yeah. Last time I heard that, I fell off my dinosaur. Jesus Christ.
Another fairy tale that Satan spins.
Yeah.
That there were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
To throw everybody
I gotta
off.
Do it, you know? It's an ugly job, but propaganda is the name of my game.
Right.
I taught
right.
the W how to do it.
Well, that's out of sight. Well, thanks for coming by the gig last night. You going to check us out in the future?
Yeah, I'm always with you. The devil never leaves.
Well,
mankind,
how do we work out a Led Zeppelin type deal? Like, if we really wanted to make it big in music, what would we have to
do?
Well,
first you'd have to write at least a song.
Okay.
Start with that, okay?
We need to write one song.
At least,
okay, at least one song.
I want to sell my soul to the devil, but I don't want to do any work at all.
Right. Can't you work out that kind of deal?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Oh, I have to actually do some work?
You got to be working. You got to be vulnerable. You got to be crying.
Oh, so it's not
good. And then I come in and I go, and you know,
like Wizzo.
Yeah, you give me anything you want, or anything I want, rather, when you're vulnerable.
All right,
when you're sitting there crying and you can't get anybody to buy your records and you want to be the greatest rock star in the world.
All right, so we wouldn't even be candidates for selling our souls because you're looking for somebody that is really lacking in confidence and, like you said, vulnerable.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we pray. I pray on the weak. I take for you know.
Wait a minute,
easy
you
target.
Pray? Oh, you pray, not pray.
Yeah, like pounce, like a
pounce,
like a mountain lion.
Yeah, and that's thereby thinning the herd for the Lord,
right?
So that these lame ass people don't make it up into heaven and ruin my good time.
Yeah, your chance at a pearl necklace.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. All right, I gotta go, man.
All right, well, thanks for stopping by, and check us out next time. And if we do, if the levels are off, give us some sort of indication.
I got to go visit that queer Lamar.
Oh, right, right. The spasmatics, yeah. Is he struggling with his sexuality?
I'm not sure. Okay. He's a little weird.
All right, then.
So I got to go over there and help him out. Guide him, so to speak.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, what's up, man?
Hey, so anyway, I was just going to get into celebrity news.
Oh, man, we got like 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
that's
it?
Who the fuck's been drinking my beer?
I don't know if we can get through this in 5 minutes.
It's really warm.
All right, let's go for it. 5 minutes, John.
Go for it.
Tom Cruise is the new Christ of Scientology, according to leaders of the cult-like religion. Did you know that, John?
Wow.
The Mission Impossible star has been told he has been the chosen. Yes, what?
That's what I say.
He has been chosen.
Oh, man. Now I'm at mouth level with
to
that.
To spread the word of his faith throughout the world. Leader David Miscavige. Now, this is the guy who was his best man and went on his honeymoon with him, John. Something
Miscavige.
Fishy going on there. Miscavige. Believes that in the future, Cruise, 44, will be worshipped like Jesus for his work to raise awareness of the religion.
That's goddamn ridiculous.
A source close to the actor who has risen to one of the church's top levels said, Tom has been told he is Scientology's Christ-like figure. Like Christ, he's been criticized for his views, but future generations will realize that he was right.
Oh, fuck.
Cruise joined the church in the 80s. Leader L. Ron Hubbard claimed humans bear traces of an ancient alien civilization. And we covered that in episode 6, the story of Xenu. So if you want to know more about Scientology, type in story of Xenu in Google, and it'll give you the the total bullshit that these people believe. All because of L. Ron. And now Tom Cruise is now Tom Christ.
Tom Christ.
Tom Christ.
Oh, my God.
What does that make Katie Holmes? Do you think maybe L. Ron impregnated...
The Virgin Larry.
Impregnated Katie and Tom married her like Joseph?
Yeah, could be.
Huh? Huh? How about that?
Yeah, then maybe then Tom wouldn't be the Christ.
No, he
would
wouldn't be.
Joseph.
He would be the stupid-ass husband.
Yeah, I still never understood that whole story.
That's why we got to go see the Nativity, John.
Right.
All right, other celebrity news. I got some audio clips. Let's play an audio clip. Now, we talked about this woman last week as one of the most repulsive people on the planet. This is a psychic who makes her living going around telling people what happened to their dead relatives and trying to help police investigations, and she has no goddamn clue what she's talking about, but she convinces these other retards that she does. Her name is Sylvia Brown, and she's featured on the Montel Williams Show.
Right.
Channel. So before we get into Sylvia Brown, let's go ahead and play what Sylvia Brown thinks of the W. Now, listen to the detail she gives the W and how detailed this prediction is.
Let's listen, shall we?
Go ahead.
Here we go.
What about President Bush and his popularity? Is that going to continue to wane?
Yes. I think it will continue to wane until he starts bringing troops home.
Wow.
Wow.
That is a stretch, isn't it?
That's insightful.
That is. But here's the other thing. She uses the words, I think it's going to continue to. Don't you know one way or the other?
Yeah.
What is it? I think. And that voice.
I
gotta see. You got to type in Sylvia Brown on YouTube just to get a look at this monstrosity. Of a despicable person. She's got those nails that come out like 5 inches.
My name's Sylvia Brown. Yeah,
That's not a good impression. So she's got those, like those press-on nails that come out like 5 inches. And she's always jamming them in her mouth.
Ugh.
And she's just gross. And Montel Williams, what the fuck is wrong with him? He's an attractive, well-spoken person with a TV show, but yet he has this witch on his show. This total bullshit, the worst possible crap going on in society today is these psychics, John. That's in my opinion.
It's your opinion.
That's
baby.
Right. So Sylvia Brown, she was born October 19th in 36, and she's a best-selling author, John. Can you believe that crap? People buy this shit.
Yeah.
Subject of spirituality, who describes herself.
People read the Bible.
As a psychic and medium. Median? Medium.
Medium.
She is a weekly guest on Montel Williams and hosts her own hour-long show discussing paranormal issues and giving callers alleged psychic advice. Keyword here, alleged, John.
Yeah.
What they should say is bullshit psychic advice, because that's what it is. Brown's maternal grandmother, Addie Coyle, also claimed to be a psychic medium, was a devout Lutheran. Now get this, I don't understand this. To establish stability, the family decided to convert to Catholicism. What the hell does that mean? I don't know what that means. Brown asserts that she received a master's degree in English literature and taught English in a Catholic grammar school for a few years before working as a psychic full-time. Can you believe that shit? She works as a psychic
full-time. Right.
Time. So there's, who said it? There's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah.
There's a goddamn sucker born every second, John, that this woman could have a goddamn career. Brown has often spoken of working with the police and FBI as a psychic detective. The Skeptics Dictionary offers a rebuttal to this claim. Quoting an article which Brown appeared in the Media Watchdog magazine and examined Brown's work in psychic detective work over 35 cases. And get this, John. In 21, the details were too vague to be verified. Of the remaining 14, law enforcement officials or family members involved in the investigation say that Brown had played no useful role.
Oh, wow.
No useful role. All right, before I get into any more detail here, let's hear some more from Sylvia Brown. This is a future prediction she's making on Montel Williams about a black president.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I want to know, when are we going to have a black president?
God, I wish we would have one next time. I love what's his name. Starts with a B. Obama. What is his name? What is his name?
Barack Obama.
I love him.
Barack Obama.
I love him.
You know him? I really Barack, love Barack him. Obama. Okay, so, but what do you think? What do you think? It's a country. When do you think in the next one,
eight
two,
years.
Three,
eight years? Yeah, we will. Have
will it be an African-American female or male?
Oh. Please, God, if we have a female president, I'm leaving the country. She goes through PMS and goes bang, and we're done.
Now, if she's a fucking psychic,
my God.
Wouldn't she know if we were going to have a female president?
Right.
And she's praying to God now? Get your fucking lies straight, you piece of shit. All right, I'm sorry about that. Now, let's talk about how vile and despicable she is. And we're also going to get into how vile and despicable this Montel Williams is. This cocksucker makes me want to vomit, John. Let's start out with this first story. 6-year-old Opal Jennings was abducted in 99 from her grandparents' front yard in Tarrant County, Texas. Jennings' grandmother, Audrey Sanford, appears on the Montel Williams to ask Brown's help. The episode, which first broadcast on April 29th, 99, Brown told Sanford her granddaughter was not dead, but get this, John, she had been sold into white slavery and taken to Japan in a town called either Kukuro or Kukura. Guess what, John? No touch scene. No such town exists. In August of the same year, convicted child molester Richard Lee Franks was arrested and charged with Jennings' abduction. He was convicted and arrested, life sentence, in 2003, the skeletal remains of a small child were found 13 miles away from Jennings' home. DNA determined it was the remains of Opal Jennings and that she had been killed within hours after being abducted. So this fucking piece of shit tells these parents who are out of their minds, their daughter's missing. I'm going to cut them some slack, all right? I mean, bottom line, they're stupid for even believing this stupid ass, despicable Sylvia Brown piece of shit. But
say it, tell it.
They're looking for
Testify.
Some shred of hope. So they go to this wench and she gives them this bullshit about white slavery. I'd rather know my daughter was dead than sold into white slavery, yeah. John. All right, so let's play.
What a whack job.
I have two. I have three more audio clips. The first two, these are happened on the Montel Williams show, and these are fascinating clips. We just had the audio here. What you really need to do is go out and search this woman on YouTube and actually see the expression on these people's faces when she tells them this shit. And in some instances, Montel tries to bail her out. Go ahead and play Sylvia's stupid clip one.
I lost my boyfriend tragically a few years ago. They never found him. And I've had such a hard time since. Every day.
The reason why you didn't find him is because he's in water. And find him in water, it's like the girl that's missing in Aruba. You can't find somebody.
Well, it was September 11th. There was no... He was a fireman, but...
See, I keep seeing him in water. Is there any way he could have drowned in water?
They never found a piece of him. Nothing.
From 9/11.
Because he says he couldn't breathe and he was filled with water. Well, if they were trying to put the fire out, Montel.
It could have, you know.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, they won't find him, honey. That's okay, because it doesn't matter if they find him or not. He's still over there.
Yeah, okay. So a fireman in September 11th, she sees him in water. And then she convinces Montel with this theory that the fireman turned on him.
The fireman sprayed him in the nose.
Yeah, we're fighting for our lives here, but I always hated this fucker.
So
let's take this hose and shove it in his fucking mouth. Yeah, that's what happened. And Montel, what is wrong with this guy? Yeah. What an ass.
I never thought of that.
For even giving her a platform. And you should see the look on the woman's face.
Like, what?
I mean,
what?
This woman is pouring her heart out. Please just tell me something. He's in water. And she's like, what?
How could that be?
But what's really
interesting. He's a fireman.
When you see the video, is you see the light bulb go off, and whatever hope or shred of hope they had with this woman, this light bulb goes off, and they're like, "You fucking piece of shit, you lying piece of shit." Now go ahead and play this second clip.
Right.
These are a couple. These are parents whose daughter died under mysterious circumstances, and they want to know why.
All right.
Please welcome Michael to the show, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
You had a question for Sylvia about your daughter, Michelle?
Michelle, was 17 years old. She'll be gone 5 years, the 21st of this year. Sylvia, I don't know how she died. Please, if you can, how did she die?
She was shot.
Circumstances around her death?
She just collapsed in her room.
I don't know, but something looks like it hit the chest. Because it looks like a combustion.
They found nothing on the autopsy.
I don't care, but it looks like something hit her in the chest.
They did an autopsy. They did drug. You know, they do whatever
everything.
They do. It's just she was a healthy child, and
she was in her.
Just fell out in her
just
room.
Just went out
like a golf club's fall or whatever.
I know. Just went down.
Yeah.
I don't know, but there was something that hit her in the chest. I'm telling you.
No,
could it be her heart? Sylvia, could it have been her heart?
Let me
ask the
question.
It could have been her heart, but you know, something's sharp.
Did she play sports?
Yes.
Could she have, there have been, in this last year alone, there have been two young men who have come home from baseball practice having been struck in the chest earlier and died, and there was no bruising on
them. That's right, yeah.
So,
that's right, Montel.
Yeah, that's it.
Could have been hit.
Possibly, but I'm not.
Because it seems like
possibly, but I think you're a piece of shit.
Oh my God!
No, but just let's go over the. Oh, she was shot.
Yeah, right.
Circumstances around. Well, she just collapsed. I don't care.
She was shot.
I don't care. Something hit her chest. Well, is it? Was she shot, or did something hit her chest? And then Montel has to chime in.
Yeah.
Here, let me try to save Sylvia Brown because she's looking like a total cocksucker right now. So I'm going to offer this. Did she play athletics? Because, you know, there's been a lot of stories about these athletes who just collapse. Maybe that's it.
Because it got hit in the chest earlier in the day.
I don't care. I don't care. She was hit in the chest, okay? What a goddamn piece of shit.
They're full
this
of shit.
This is the, and I hope, you know, I don't know if you know, John, but Satan was here. And I hope this guy has a goddamn room.
He was.
Ready for this piece of shit when she finally kicks.
Well, you know me. I don't believe in that crap. There's no Satan or God or nothing.
Right. Why would there be?
Yeah.
All right. Now,
if there's people like this.
We have one last clip, and these are predictions for 2007, John.
All right.
Now, let's listen to the detail that she gives here. This is just outstanding detail when she goes into her predictions, John.
Six. What would you like to maybe inspire us to consider in 2007?
Well, I tell you, I think for 99% of us, it's going to be a better year. Remember, I said 2006 was so confusing and goofy for most of us. Don't you think so?
Sure.
Look at everybody going.
Yeah,
it was just so, I don't know, maybe it had to do with the politics and the gas prices and everything, which, by the way, will go down in February. But I think we can look forward to not as much
fucking
of
lemmings.
This scare tactic. I think we're going to be too involved with politics to worry about anything else.
And so, not a comfortable year, a better year?
I think it's a comfortable year. I don't see it as a big, you know, a sparkling year, but I'll take comfortable over nightmare stuff. You know?
Okay, John, you
nightmare
listen to that
stuff.
Shit.
Stuff.
What did she predict?
Nothing. Actually,
she predicted gas prices would go down.
Yeah.
Now gas prices fluctuate. Fluctuate. They're going to go up or they're going to go down.
Yeah.
So she'll be right on that one. But what else did she predict? It's going to be a comfortable year, John.
Comfortable.
It's going to be comfortable and it's going to be better than last year.
Weather-wise or...
Is that for everybody? Who is that for? Is it for me personally? I'm going to have a comfortable year and it's going to be better than last year? Who is she talking about? Me? Personally, John? That Montel Williams, you know, this Sylvia Brown is despicable, and she's got to have something mental going on, all right? So let's just say that she's so fucked up mentally, she doesn't even know what she's doing, okay?
Right.
We'll give her the benefit of the doubt. But this Montel Williams, what the fuck is his problem? Getting this piece of shit on his show and still having her come back every week. After those two clips we heard, where it was completely obvious that she doesn't have a goddamn clue, she doesn't see in the future, she's a fraud.
But you said it. Listen to those lemmings. They keep coming back.
They keep coming back. They clap. They want to clap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. You know, they don't always get them right, honey, but, you know, most of the time.
Now, when I said your daughter was shot, let's try to convince you that something hit her chest.
Yeah. It's like Nostradamus.
You know what? Let's say something didn't even hit her. Let's say it happened the day before and she was involved with athletics. Yeah. Oh, and your husband? Yeah, he's in water. Yeah.
Well, the fireman putting the fire out.
Right.
Listen to my voice. I sound just like her, don't I? Well, the fireman putting the fire out.
What I see is in the future my nails growing longer so I can pick my ass.
They're like butter.
Right. What a Barbara. Piece of garbage. And all of yous out there, do you think any of our listeners believe in this shit?
I hope not.
I hope not. If you do, I shouldn't say that. Okay, John.
If you do, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Yeah, predict that. All right, are we out of time?
Yeah,
we're part
way
three?
Out of time.
All right, sorry about that.
Let's go to part three, shall we?
All right.
That was part two. Now stay tuned for
part three. Part three.
Just one last click away.
At Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott.